something out of the day. Go around and look somebody. I want you to find one person in this room. Just get in front of their face. Find one person real quick. And get a smile on your face and get before. Move quickly. Find them and look them in the face. Say, I'm so glad you're here. First thing I want you to do is give them a hug. Can you do that? Say, would you praise the Lord? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, and let the living praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, and let the living praise. Let everything. Thank you, Sister Kathy. I think it's 590.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Tell them, let the living,
and let the living praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Let everything, let everything.
I think it's Psalm 134. Psalm 134.
Servants of the Lord, who lives to find light in the house.
have to praise Him by myself. This is ready.
Yeah.
praise him. Somebody say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, please excuse me while I have a little bit of church. I need to. Say, you don't know where I've been. See, if you've been in the dumps all week long, you need to learn how to come up. On high. They're gonna let me praise by myself. On high, on high. One more. have a breakthrough. He can fix every problem. There's a healer.
Healer
for the brokenhearted.
When there's a healer in the house, some say power.
There's a healer, healer in the house. Is a healer, healer in the house. Is a healer, healer in the house. Is a healer. Situation that just won't change. Some say hallelujah. That situation that just won't change. That spirit that just won't seem to budge. Tell them there's a healer in the house. Say there's a healer in the house. There's a healer in the house, oh Lord, today. Say be my healer. Say be my healer. Come on. Be my healer.
Sick today, amen.
Some say glory to God. Well, give somebody a hug, amen. Give somebody a hug. Someplace. Come on, come on in.
Somebody say fix it. Say fix it. Say fix it. Say hallelujah. Say I'm ready to come out of this right now in the name of Jesus. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. There's no reason to be bound, no reason to be depressed, no reason to be let down. Say God's got it all under control. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. The Holy Ghost didn't tell me to. I wouldn't mess with the Holy Ghost didn't tell me to. Come on, say, I want it fixed right now in the name of Jesus. Bills paid. Glory to God. Say, fix right now. Problem be gone in the name of Jesus. Say, I claim the victory. Say, I claim the victory. I claim the victory in the name of Jesus. Deliverance come. Let go of Oshata. Say, hallelujah. Be the healer in the house. There's a healer in the house. Say, I'm not going to let this opportunity pass me by. I'm with the saints of God in the holy place. I can get something taken care of. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to do, the Holy Ghost already gave me instructions for this meeting, and I'm trying to follow it. Say yes, yes, yes. Say hallelujah. We're going to have to go on. We're going to have to go on. Is that all right? Anybody playing no games in here? Jesse, but before we go on, just help me out. Give me a good old Holy Ghost snap fit beat. Is that all right? Come on. One, two. Devil's head, is that all right? How many of you want to be blessed? How many of you want to be blessed and get the victory? How many of you want to get the blessing? I dare you to dance right on the devil. Come on. Hey, dance! To run. I dare you, Jane Ellen. Just do me a run. God, well, Brother Jesse.
Anybody else know what the word hallelujah means?
Someone said, oh, come on, man. Come on, you got a man of God trying to help you out here.
Let me tell you, everybody say, Jesse can't do anything for me. All right. Jesus can do everything for me. All right. I'm not trying to give you something I know. I'm trying to teach you the word of God here. Somebody says hallelujah, that's a command to praise God. All right, you're not praising me, But you should be ready to praise God because God is so good. Amen? All right, this is offering time. So before we go any further, if you're giving by cash, I have enough offering envelopes for everybody. If you'd like one, raise your hand. Anybody? All right. Thank you, Jane Ellen. Anybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you want to be blessed this morning? You know, if we just come together to experience each other, that's all we're going to get out of it. If you come to see what Brother Jesse's going to do or Pastor Rod's going to do, and that's all you're going to get. But we come together in faith that we're going to meet God, that God's going to manifest himself in a supernatural way, and that we're going to get a word from God. Amen? How many of you have heard one word from God can change your life? Someone full of hot air can give you a whole lot of words, but one word from God can change your life. Did you come believing this morning? Let me tell you, God's here and he wants to change your life. Amen? We're giving. And how many of you know when you give, you get blessed? We've been talking about purposing in your heart to give. If you've come up with a good amount in your head, that's not the best. That's okay, but that's not God's best. God wants you to give out of your heart. He wants you to decide with your heart, with your spirit. He wants to lead you in the area of giving. He knows what you need. He knows what you have. He knows what he can provide for you. So he knows best. Say, God knows best. Now, we teach that before you go to a meeting, it's best to prepare in your heart what to give before you even get there. What I say to you should not be a surprise, and you shouldn't come under guilt that, oh, Brother Jesse's laying it on thick this morning, I better up my offering. No, you should decide by the Holy Spirit. Before you even get here, you should be praying, and you should know, amen? That's God's best. Say, God's best. All right. Hallelujah. Not that God can't lead you in a service, but God's not trying to surprise you. He will lead you into all truth. He will show you things to come. Amen. So if you've decided in your heart what to give and you're giving by faith, I want you to stand with me this morning. And I promise you that if you're giving by faith, something good will happen to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift that offering up to God and worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you this morning and we thank you, God, for your exceeding greatness. Lord, we thank you for all that you are and all that you have done and are doing in our lives. Lord, we can't do it without you. We wouldn't want to do it without you. We depend on you. We sacrifice ourselves. We give you our best, Father. We know that you are watching over us, caring for us, and we have entrusted ourselves to you. Lord, we know that you are our heavenly Father, a better Father than any earthly Father we could ever have. I thank you that you have the best in store for us, Father. So we yield ourselves to your word, and we obey in faith. Father, I thank you that every need that's in this place is being met right now by your Holy Spirit. Every debt's being canceled. I thank you, Father. Not only that, but you are prospering and blessing your people. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can bring your offerings. Thank you.
of you individually, and I've talked to some of you corporately. But we've got the phone book ad for the Interfaith phone book coming, and it's due now. And if we're going to have the same ad like we did last year, which is a full-page color ad, and it really looks great, they've given us a really special deal because they usually charge extra for all everything, if it's color, if it's got bold print, and blah, blah, blah. But it's a total of $1,800, and I guess we've got a total of $600 so far. So we need help. We need help. And that is one of the first places that people who live in the Woodlands and the surrounding area look is in the phone book, and we have to be in there. So I've asked y'all to pray about it and see what God leads you to do, but we'd like to have a special offering if you want to give. Just please make out the check to the church and write on there a notation for the phone book ad and get it turned in, because we need to pay this bill now. They won't print it unless it's paid.
Are you ready for me? Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm on. I'm on. No, I'm back here. Lord have mercy. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, that might be a good opportunity to bless somebody. What do you think? Not just the church, but you never know who'll see that little thing and come out and get a breakthrough.
Amen.
You never know who'll be depressed one Sunday morning. Amen.
Or
who somebody might need to get a touch from God. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody don't want to just go anywhere. They want to go someplace where they're guaranteed to sense His presence. Amen.
Amen.
And maybe that little sign will point them a step closer to where God really wants them to be.
Amen.
So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all feel like church today?
Amen.
Doesn't matter if you do. Well, it does. Amen. Let's go to Psalm chapter 149. Look at somebody and says, I'm ready to go here. Say it one more time. I'm ready.
I'm ready
to go here.
To go here.
Praise the Lord. Good to see you this morning. Is that your brother? Look, she's happy today. She got her brother and her mom here today. Amen. They can sit through today, Sister Kathy, and give you a break if you want them to. Hallelujah. Say, by the end of this service, I'm going to be at least
one step closer
to victory.
To victory.
Psalm 149, verse 1 says this, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And praise His name in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise His name in the dance. Someone say hallelujah. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord hath pleasure. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance upon the heathen, it goes on. Somebody say hallelujah. Look at somebody and say,
you ought to
praise.
Praise.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Did it ask you to?
No.
Did it ask you to? No. Look at me in my face. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not asking your permission. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glorify Jesus. Come on, saints.
Praise Jesus.
praise the Lord right now in this room. Just exalt the Lord. Get these lights up brighter for me. All of them. Hallelujah. It's dark in here. Somebody say, praise. Just lift up holy hands and start to praise God. Because I told you to. Just start to magnify the Lord. Just start to praise God. Forget about your problem. Forget about your situation. Just for 15 minutes and thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Even out there in the lobby, start to praise the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord anew. That song says fresh.
Amen.
So you got to be fresh with your music. Amen.
Yes.
He don't want to hear no old mess. Amen.
Amen.
He wants to hear something fresh. You know, we got to go forward. Amen. We don't want to go back. I like the old stuff. But you know what? God's not into the old stuff. He's with the new. Amen.
Amen.
He says, praise him with a new and fresh song.
Amen.
And praise him in the congregation of saints. Look at him and say, you just can't praise him just about everywhere. Amen. There's a kind of praise that only happens in the congregation of the saints. You ever went someplace and you just couldn't praise him right? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They might got the hat on, the shoes, amen, but the praise just don't sound right, just don't feel right, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Someone say hallelujah. Someone say with the congregation of the saints.
With the congregation of the saints.
I'm talking about separated people.
Amen.
Separated people. Hallelujah. Thank God when you can get separated people to praise him. Amen. Thank God when you can find a congregation of saints. Someone say called out ones.
Called out.
That means called, saint means a called out, sanctified person. That means God selected. Said you go over there, and when you get there, I'm going to cause this one to go over there. Somebody say hallelujah. It's not how good you are. Amen. Jesus washes you whiter than snow. He's your sanctification. Someone say called out. Called to be together. Therefore, when we come together, something should happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Says, praise him where in the congregation of the saints. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, when I hook up with this one, something's supposed to happen. So praise him in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Well, I ain't got nothing to praise for. He made you, praise him for it. Amen.
Amen.
If he put you together, praise him. Amen. Let the children of Zion, some say Zion, be joyful. That means the permanent residents. So say hallelujah. People that have a mindset they're going to stick with God, not leave. That's what Zion is. Zion supposedly is the permanent capital. Someone say hallelujah. It's a mountain of Jairus, amen. But someone say permanent capital. See, there's a place, you know, we got a capital. There are certain things where things are supposed to get done. Amen. When you go to the capital. Amen. But let the permanent, let the children of Zion praise him with the timbrel and the harp. Now check out this. Why? Why? Why should you praise him? Because you feel good? Why should you praise him? Because you get something out of it? You do. Amen. But that's no reason to praise him. Amen. It said, praise him for this very reason, for the Lord takes pleasure. Somebody say hallelujah. In his people. And we know that his people praise him. Somebody say glory to God. How many want to please the Lord? Stay in faith and stay in praise. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Listen, stay in faith, stay in praise, and there are several things that will happen. One, you stay in faith, you stay in praise, you'll stay in prosperity.
Amen.
For the Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many want to please God?
Amen.
He will beautify. Somebody say beautify. Y'all ought to be shouting this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We didn't have that prophetic word already. God's trying to do something to you ugly people. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm in the crowd too. Don't worry about it. I'm not saying. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, people were spending lots of money getting all kind of work done, amen, getting your eyes fixed, the nose fixed, eyebrows fixed, butts, amen, breasts, everything, amen, trying to look like something, amen. But don't you know, when you start to praise God, you get a supernatural facelift. You look better. Say, praise looks good on you. You sit up there, look all grumpy, all sad, wonder why you're so ugly. Somebody say, you need to go back to the praise room, amen. Many people put on makeup, but there's certain things makeup don't cover. Amen?
Amen.
You need praise.
Amen.
So say hallelujah. Boy, don't she need a praise lift? Somebody say it. So say glory to God.
Glory to God.
So say, can't no doctor fix that. Amen. I mean, it'll be right back where you left it. Amen. You ever seen these people look all freaky? They go to the doctor, keep going back. They still look just as crazy. Amen. He knows what I'm talking about. We got a doctor in here. Amen. Look, just crazy. Look all messed up. I mean, they just keep going back. This doctor, that doctor. Amen. Trying to look like somebody. Pull the hair back. Bleach the hair. Dye the hair. Cut the hair. Make the skirt shorter. Amen. Pull the top down. Amen. Blow them up. Amen. Oh, y'all in the same place I am. Amen. And still don't have nobody. Amen. So I say, the Lord beautifies those he takes pleasure in.
The Lord beautifies those.
People would always say something about people, you know, some people don't even need a bunch of, you got, you know, amen, there's nothing wrong with makeup, amen. But there are certain people, glory to God, it's just the glory of God on them so much. I mean, they're beautiful just the way they are, amen.
Yes.
Some of us need some work, amen. Hallelujah. But the Lord, he will beautify, some say, see, God's trying to teach us something if you listen to me. Amen.
Amen.
Say, God's got a plan.
God has a plan.
He's trying to hook you up.
Amen.
You know, somebody said, I got Jesus on the inside of my heart and look like you'd have just been through war with the devil. Amen. So say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got Jesus on the inside of my heart, but the devil's on my back. Amen. Some people look like I've battled with the devil all night long, look like they lost. So say, hallelujah. Say, praise the Lord. But the Lord, he taketh pleasure in his people. God's not willing to work you over, work you out, run you through the mill and over, you know, over the mountain and through the hills. Amen. Back through the case. I'm just going through. Well, you've already been delivered, already been set free.
Amen.
Free. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. So we say, glorify God. You put on the praise, he'll put on salvation. You do your part, he'll start to do his place. Somebody say, hallelujah. You get in there, start to praise him, sooner or later your shoe soles will look better. Somebody say, hallelujah. You get in there, start to praise him, sooner or later those old raggedy clothes, amen, will look a little bit brighter, amen. He'll change them. Some say, dance your way up a blessing.
Dance your way up a blessing.
Oh, people think I'm talking ignorant. I'm talking the truth.
Amen.
Amen. He will beautify the meek with salvation. I like it. Everybody say salvation.
Salvation.
So you get in here and you praise God. You worship God. And it tells us how to do it. And we need to make it real clear. Somebody say, oh, that's just a bunch of black people. That's how they dance. That's how they do church. No, dummy. Somebody say hallelujah. It's not a black thing, it's a God thing.
It's a God thing. Yes, it is.
Nothing about a black, I mean, they were dancing way before then. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus danced. Amen.
Amen.
It's a God thing. Be so ignorant. Amen. I don't know where I've been. Amen. Going down to Tulsa and tell Brother Hagin and them that. Amen. Tell that to Jesus when he began to dance and praise. You tell that to Mary. Got out there with a bad butt tambourine. Amen.
Amen.
Wore that thing out. Had all the people jamming. Millions of people, and she was beating the tambourine, and everybody heard her. Tell me that girl wasn't beating that thing. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was a praiser. Amen. She didn't have no band. She just had a tambourine tearing it up. Amen.
Amen.
She must have been good.
Amen.
So when we get in here and we praise God, some say the right way.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
So there are certain people, there, one person says, hey, listen, get over here in captivity. The children of Israel were in captivity. Captivity means couldn't be free. You don't want to praise God where you can't be free. I'm not talking about can't be wild and out of order.
Amen.
Some say hallelujah. There's an order of things. But you go to certain places, you know, they just put you in a little box. You know, we're going to praise him this way. If it doesn't look Kojic, I am Kojic, amen, it's out, amen. Or if it doesn't look AG, it's out, amen. If it doesn't look sophisticated, it's out. If it doesn't look trendy, amen, seeker friendly, it's out. You better learn the way that we do it around here. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If it don't look religious enough, yes, amen, hallelujah. Yeah. And they say, get in here and praise God. Nobody teaching nobody how to praise God. Do whatever you feel. It doesn't take people long. It doesn't take people long to learn how to praise God. Just be real. Just be right. Amen.
Amen.
Babies know how to praise Him. Amen.
Amen.
But we spend so much time teaching people how to fake and how to play games. Amen. That they miss the best. Amen. But you get people in here. Mike been in here. Amen. Just a short while. It took him 2 services and he was dancing up a storm. Amen.
Amen.
Did he take lessons? No. Brother Dean has a peculiar praise. Amen. Amen. Did he take lessons? Amen. No. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
When it's right, it's right. Somebody say hallelujah. We had some services at Christ for the Nations where things just got a little bit out of hand. They got to praise him. Amen. The big thing was backflips. Amen. I mean, they go running before you know it. Woo, boom, backflip over. Amen. Praise the Lord. And every once in a while, somebody get out of the hand. They tell them to sit down. But the children of Israel said, listen, how can we praise God in a foreign land? I'm going to say thank God.
Thank God.
For a place.
To praise Him.
Hallelujah. You ever went someplace, you got to think, oh, I got to praise Him. I got to shout. I got to dance. Oh, but if I shout the way I want to shout, amen, they might drag me out of here. Amen. I've been in lots of foreign lands. Amen.
Amen.
What's he trying to pull off? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just play the keyboard and shut up. Amen. You can pat your feet, but don't look too black. Amen. Someone say hallelujah. Don't get too funky. That's a little bit too funky. Come on, a little bit more southern. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, come on. Oh, y'all been there too. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Every once in a while, you just have something. Somebody say hallelujah. You just want to tear it up real good. Amen. They said, how can we praise Him? Somebody say, how can we praise Him?
How can we praise Him?
In a foreign land. Thank God that we can praise Him in the congregation of the saints that know where you're at, know your heart, know where you're going, amen. They're not worried about it. They understand, amen.
Amen.
You know, everybody else looking around, amen. What is he doing? Somebody say, I understand his heart. Somebody say, amen. He's not foreign. Somebody say, that's common, amen.
Amen.
Think about it. See, there are certain things that need to be accomplished on Sundays in different services. Amen. You need to get in there to get your praise on. Somebody say hallelujah. Because you need some breakthroughs. Amen. You can get a tape. You can turn on Oprah. Amen. And hear somebody speak to you. Amen. Most of the time, what she's got to say is half better than what 98% of them are saying anyhow.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. But you can't. You need to go someplace where you can get a touch from heaven, a touch from God. You can get a breakthrough. Amen. Somebody say, glory to Jesus. I'm teaching good this morning. Amen. It must be real. Listen, how can we praise the Lord in a foreign land? They said, sing us one of them songs of the songs of Zion. They weren't in Zion. They said, how can we sing? Sing the songs of Zion. Somebody say, sing the songs of our capital in a foreign land. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a song that somebody say, amen, only that you can sing. And when you sing it together, it sounds a little bit different because they know where you're coming from. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's, I like that thing. Sing a new song. Praise Him in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made Him. Let them praise Him. It said, Zion, be joyful. Somebody say joyful.
Joyful.
Somebody say praise again.
Praise.
Say praise one more time.
Praise.
Now, you know they got this big old thing out today called rave. Anybody heard rave? Rave dancing, they just go in there and just act the fool. But do you know the word praise means nothing but rave?
Wow.
One of the words for praise means to rave. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, somebody say halal. When you halal the Lord or praise the Lord, somebody say that's rave. Somebody say that she just showing off. That's what it means, dummy. Show off.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to learn something today? Amen.
Amen.
It says praise the Lord. We get all dignified. Praise the Lord. No, it means rave.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. That word halal means to shine, hence to make a show of boast, foolishly to rave. What was Melanie doing? Amen. Some say that's a praise. Some say hallelujah. Some say foolishly. Foolishly to rave. When's the last time you'd acted the fool? Amen. If you spent half your time acting the fool in praise, you wouldn't be so foolish during the week. Amen. Some say, I ain't got no more fooling to do this week. I done did it all in church. Amen. I don't have time, devil. There's no more cutting up I can do. Amen. I cut up. I done cracked all the noise. I'm too tired to mess with you this week, devil. The Lord done wore me out. Amen.
Amen.
So there are a lot of people that are manifesting for the devil. Amen. And they're too tired to praise him when they come to church. Amen. They didn't have a revival service before they got there. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where has your rave been? Where has your rave been? And you wonder why your problem's so big, because that's what you're constantly praising. Whatever's got your emotion, whatever's got your attention, whatever causes you to boast or to make a show, amen, or commentary, amen, that's what you praise. So say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We had some tapes. Y'all might not understand it. Brother Roy Mercer, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Every once in a while, Brother Roy Mercer would say, I need to take this out on somebody. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, you're the one I need to speak to. Hallelujah. Well, that's the way it should be in our life. Amen. We need to know who to talk to, who to take it to. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take it to the place of praise. Now that word, listen, when we praise the Lord, we do these things. He take pleasure in the people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. How many want to look good with salvation? Now, we didn't talk about it this morning. Y'all came here. I don't know what you came here for. Jesus was going to show up. What do you think he was here to do?
Amen.
Everybody say salvation.
Salvation.
Now, that word salvation, if we were going to break down the word salvation, and now we talked about it before, somebody say, Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Kind of close to what he's saying. He will bless you with Yeshua. Amen. Basic, somebody say, deliverance. You praise him. He will bless you with deliverance. He's here to deliver you out of that thing you went through. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With deliverance. Also, after deliverance, somebody say glory to God. Aid. How many need some aid?
Amen.
Some help. With deliverance, with help, that's a part of your salvation. Amen. Victory or prosperity. Health and welfare. Somebody say glory to God. So that's salvation. He wants to save you today. He wants to help you today. Anybody need some help?
Yeah.
Anybody need a little bit of aid?
Yeah.
A little bit of financial support? You'll never get rid of welfare as long as God's alive. Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You just got to know how to collect.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. So we have to go to the capital. Somebody say amen. And get your need met. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful. Somebody say saints. Just be joyful. In glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bed. Are you joyful in glory? Look at somebody and say, are you joyful in glory? Let me tell you something. If you're going to be a saint, you're going to be in the kingdom, you better be joyful in glory.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say act like it. Amen.
Like it.
He can't do nothing with you till you do.
Amen.
Somebody say be it. What's wrong with you? No, I'm just going to be what I have to be. Amen. I'm going to be joyful in glory.
Amen.
Well, first of all, you got to find glory first. Amen.
Yeah.
Find the manifest presence of God. Amen. Get around some people that can get together and praise God when the glory is manifest. Amen. Get joyful in it. Somebody say hallelujah. That's how it starts. Somebody say, how do I get blessed? Or how do I get touched? How do I get what some of these other people get? It says, listen, when the glory is manifest, just be joyful in it. When you see certain things going on, amen, I could see certain people get so blessed. Y'all don't know when somebody else is getting touched, you see them going, you're just sitting around looking at them. Boy, catch it.
Amen.
Catch the wave. You ever seen that? Amen. You know, you go to a football game, they do the wave, amen. Don't you know it's the same way with the Holy Ghost? He goes from heart to heart, breast to breast, amen.
Yeah.
Moving as he will, somebody else gets a breakthrough, and if you just start to get in on what they're getting on, you'll get it too.
Amen.
Some say it's contagious.
It's contagious.
And if you see letting people short-circuit the glory, short-circuit the anointing of God, when you see the Holy Ghost moving, get in on it. And if he's not moving on you, maybe you need to change your seat. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Get to where it's going on.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. You know, if you're going to go fishing, you're going to go to where the fish are, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
I ain't caught nothing all day long. Amen. You can't catch anything. You might need to do a little bit of rearranging. They taught us that when we were in church. Amen. They say real quick, we're going to let you do a seat shift. And them saints would pick up their purses and say hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Lord love you. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Praise the Lord. Somebody who needs a breakthrough today?
Amen.
Who needs deliverance today? Amen.
Amen.
Who's here to fill up?
Amen.
So, it said, amen, so we're going on and going on. Somebody say, be joyful in glory. We need to just smack people in the back of the head. Amen. Be joyful in the glory now. Somebody say, hallelujah. Now, there are certain things where it says rejoice, amen. Now, rejoice just means to be cheerful. You didn't feel it? Just get happy. I'm just going to be cheerful in it, amen. And then when the Spirit moves on me, amen, I'm going to get off, amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory
so you can
God.
Set yourself up to be blessed. And see,
amen.
Many people never get blessed because they've never been taught.
Amen.
When the Spirit of God's moving, amen, get out of your head, amen, get in the glory and just be joyful, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to hang around. This boy's getting blessed beside me. All I got to do is just be joyful, amen? It'll get me sooner or later. Look at that. Isn't that nice? Oh, yeah. And you can get it. How many of you got it that way? Amen.
Amen.
And some of you never got it that way because you never knew you could do that. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Hagin says, get under the spout where the glory comes out.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah. Every once in a while, you're just going to say, I have to sit beside you today.
Amen.
Amen. Guaranteed to get something. Amen. You need an uplifter, not a wet blanket.
Amen.
Put out all the fire of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Amen. How are you going to keep your lamp trimmed and burning when you're always around wet blankets?
Amen.
I didn't feel nothing, did you? Somebody went to a Holy Ghost meeting and said, I didn't sense a thing. That's your problem. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't sense a thing. Somebody say, you wet blanket. Hallelujah. If there wasn't one, you should have made one. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, let the high praises. Somebody say high praises.
High praises.
So we understand. Now, can I say the word joyful? I want to teach you the word this morning, not my opinion. Because some people say they're just the crazy people over there. Amen. We read the word.
Amen.
What are they reading? What are they reading? Where are they getting this stuff? Where are they getting all this stuff to cause people to be so dead and wonder why there's no power? The Bible says in the last days, look, there'll be a form of godliness that denies the power thereof.
Right.
There has to be power in our stuff.
Amen.
And noise just isn't power.
Amen.
Noise just isn't power. I've been around a lot of noise. We were listening to a tape and I said, boy, they really carrying on, but there's nothing. Amen. Ain't a drop of anointing on it whatsoever. But it says, be joyful. Somebody say joyful.
Joyful.
Now that word joyful, amen. If you're going to study it yourself, in Strong's, the number is 1523. It says, under the influence of violent emotion. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Somebody say hallelujah. And the violence, see, you can't figure it out. Amen. Why they interpret this stuff. See, they get the words mixed up sometimes and they get the word they choose. Amen. But it says the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, but the violence take it by force. Well, this word joyful means violent. So say the joyful.
Take it
by force. Oh, y'all don't want to have church. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
See, some of y'all couldn't figure that stuff out. Would you have to be mean to go to heaven? I'm going to go to heaven. Give me my stuff right now, Jesus. Go bullying around the angels. What do you think that's? Some say the joyful take it by force.
Amen.
Some say hallelujah. I used to think that, you know, saying the violent take it by force. I have to pray violently. So I know somebody better give me my breakthrough. I'm going to have to bust into heaven myself. I'm here violently. So say hallelujah. Y'all laughing now. Amen. You're about to take something. Amen. See, you see those joyful when the angels go, uh-oh, hold on. They're about to get violent. We're about to get up off of something. Amen. As long as you cry and say, don't worry about it. They can't do a thing. You crying and whining, you're not going to do a thing. Amen. But when you get joyful, the demons start to shudder. Amen.
Amen.
Why? The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Violence.
Hallelujah.
So I say hallelujah. Just laugh about it. I felt that on the Holy Ghost. I'm glad he brought it back for me. When you got that word on Friday night, you just need to start to laugh at some things. Amen. You'll receive strength.
Amen.
How many are glad to have the word this morning? Amen. We've already taken the offer. You can walk out anytime you want to. Amen. Somebody hallelujah. Yeah, some of you get blessed. Leave church early. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it good?
Hallelujah.
So the violent take it by force. The joyful, those that made up in their mind, amen, I'm going to keep my lamp trimmed and burning. I'm going to stay on fire. I'm going to stay in victory. Hallelujah. I'm going to get a touch. I'm going to get blessed. I'm going to get a flow every time I come into his presence. I know something's going to happen. Amen. And there's nothing the devil's going to be able to steal from me. Joyful means under the influence of any violent emotion. Somebody say hallelujah. To be glad, joy, be joyful or rejoice. And it also means to spin around.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Now it says that Jesus will rejoice over us which singing. He will rejoice over us which singing. There's a prophetic word in the Bible that when you get up there, he's going to rejoice over you which singing. Anybody ever heard that?
Yeah.
Rejoice over you for singing. This is the kind of rejoicing he's going to do. He's not going to sing no little song, amen. You are so beautiful, amen. He's going to shout. You hear me?
Amen.
He's expecting you to do the same thing you should be doing when you see people show up at church.
Amen.
He knows what it took to get you there. He knew how hard-headed you were, how crazy you were, how close things got. When he says, you got here. Hallelujah. Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He knew what he had to deliver you out of and break you out of. Amen.
Amen.
Bondages he had to break. Amen. He knew he had to die to get you there. Use his blood. Amen.
Amen.
Pray without ceasing for you. The Lord maketh intercession for us. When you get there, he going to shout.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You can't shout for yourself. He will. Don't worry about it. Amen.
Thank you.
He said, this is what you should have been doing. Amen. He's going to spin around and sing hallelujah. Ooh, rah, bah, bah. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
Wait till we get to heaven. Somebody say hallelujah. So to rejoice, amen. Amen. So rejoice in the Lord, amen. Let the saints be joyful. Somebody say joyful.
Joyful.
In glory.
Glory.
How are you supposed to act in glory? Hallelujah. That girl learning, isn't she? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, hold up now. Wait a minute. I perceive the glory of God's in here. Hold on. I better start to get joyful.
Amen.
So say, get with it.
Get with it.
When you ever hear us sing those songs, like when the Spirit starts to move in, let it move, let it move, let it move, let it move. And most people think like it, yep, when the Spirit gets to move it, let it move. There goes the Spirit beside you, you better move over. Let it move, you better move. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it needs to move on you.
Yes.
See, when the Spirit starts moving, you just say, move over here. Amen.
Amen.
Move in me.
Amen.
I'd like to see glory and praise. Amen.
Amen.
But I need it in me.
Amen.
Amen. I need it in me. How many of you need a touch from heaven? Amen.
Amen.
So you just start there. You just start it. We start singing little simple songs, you know. I can't do anything, just wave my hand. Smile. Mm-hmm. Pat my feet. We try to make it real easy. Would you see me doing this thing? He's trying real hard. Leave me alone. Amen. I'm trying to rejoice. Spin around. Amen.
Amen.
See, when you see those Jews, praise God, they understand. They dance, they spin it around. You go over to different nations, amen, they're closer to where the stuff go on. They praise him, amen. They're not like us, amen. Somebody say, hey, get free. Get free. You're home, amen. See, there are certain people don't praise him. I know certain people that get off when they praise him by themselves, amen. I wish I had some binoculars. I might get some cameras, amen. Put their music on and act the fool. So I say, hallelujah. So I say amen, but there, you can praise him like that when you're by yourself, but also when you come together, amen? Say, it's just us.
It's just us.
You ain't going to freak nobody out, amen? Ain't nobody going to get scared, amen? She's not going to get scared, amen? So say, hold on, y'all, I got to turn around a little bit. I'm home right now. I got to praise him, amen? You don't know what I've been through, amen? God brought me through a bill, amen? Hey, I'm still here today. Somebody say glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I could have been in a nut house. Hold on. Don't worry. I'm home. Amen. Hey. Say, you sit there and look stupid. Amen. But I got to do something. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
So you don't know what it. Amen. I should be laying in a grave someplace crying. Amen.
Amen.
Lay in a grave dead, or I could be crying someplace. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And if you don't have nothing to praise him for, look at the person that's not and say, well, I could have their do nothing, God. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, my God, I can praise him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
She got a man of God, don't do nothing. Amen. But I got somebody that does something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God moves. Hallelujah. Woo! Ha 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 ha. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's got a God worthy to be mad at. He's got a God worthy to be mad at. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some say moving right along. Be joyful. Some say be joyful. In the glory. When God starts to fall in a certain area, bless the Lord around that area. Wave your hands, honor his presence. That's him.
Amen.
That's him.
Amen.
That means there's an angel around. Amen. When God blesses somebody two seats down from you, glory, you, woo, he's close. Over here, over here.
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah, look at her. No, look at him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say the second degree of blessing.
Second.
That's the corporate flow.
Yes.
Amen.
Somebody say it'll just go and go and go and go and go. Hallelujah. And some say, after that, after that. See, people don't understand. After that, the blessing.
Amen.
Salvation.
Amen.
You little sophisticated daddy, or try to be sophisticated daddy. Amen. He's a buddy of mine. I can speak that way. Somebody say, hallelujah. Sit up there. The glory of God would move. Sat up there for a year. Amen. Looking at all the people act crazy. These people are out of their mind. What's wrong with these people? Amen. What's wrong with them? Going through problems, going through difficulty, always, you know, something always happening, right? Am I telling the truth? I'm not offending them or talking about people. I'm just giving a testimony.
Amen.
One Friday night, amen, things were going real slow, and he finally got the revelation, didn't he? He got the revelation. Hallelujah. Well, maybe I need to try this. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe there's something to it. I don't got nothing else to do. When you feel like cracking up, well, crack up. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
If you're going to have a nervous breakdown, have it in church. Glory to God. He said, I'm about ready to snap. Well, you better snap in the right place. Glory to God. Snap in church, you get to go home. Snap at home, you're in trouble. Somebody say, glory to God. So he said, I'm going to get in there. Amen. He went in here all by himself, shut the door, and tripped out. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just snapped and had me scared. Glory to God. So say, keep the door shut. Amen. Everybody else had to get out of the way. Within 72 hours or 3 or 4 days later. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Victory came.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
They want to know what it did. Amen. They're not shouting and dancing now. Amen. But what brought that blessing on? Amen. Just dancing and shouting every Sunday, every Friday night, every Wednesday. You saw Mary. She wasn't worried about nobody. She was praising God and rejoicing God. And she got what she wanted. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't give it. God did.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He did it for them. He'll do it for you.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She consistently praised God. I mean, sometimes 3 and 4 and 5 days a week. She always gave him glory.
Amen.
And look what the Lord did. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
He did it for her. He'll do it for you.
Amen.
Amen. So if we just get in that way, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Now, before you can get joyful, you got to learn to rejoice. I'm going to let you out of here. Amen. Now, there's a CD on rejoicing. Now, rejoicing, somebody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
That's something that you work up.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. That's leftovers. Mm. See, when you don't have nothing to praise him for the moment, you can't feel it. You have to think about what he's already done.
Amen.
Amen. You thought about the last bill he paid. Somebody say play it over. Somebody say
play
replay.
Replay.
Replay the joy. Amen. Rejoice. Somebody say hold on. Hold on, he's done something in the past. What can I praise him for? Wait a minute, I remember something, amen. I got that car, hallelujah. Let me thank him for that. Rejoice it, amen. I praise him when I got it. I'm gonna praise him again right now.
Amen.
Somebody say, rejoice.
Amen, amen.
See, that's what you do. You start to rejoice, hallelujah. You think about it, amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, then I start to bless him, amen. Then all of a sudden you get to a second level, amen, where you get into joyful. Somebody say full of joy.
Full of joy.
You start to rejoice. Then God say, hold on, since you're thanking me for what I've already done, let me let you in on some stuff I'm about to do. Then you get full of joy.
Somebody,
that's when you're dancing. I mean, you think, are you just dancing? All of a sudden you go, oh! That's when joyful comes. So I say, I mean, that's when it's just full of joy.
Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Thank you.
What are we doing in here? Holy Ghost told me to teach this. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't what he told me to teach this morning?
Hallelujah.
That's good. We're just going to praise him for about 5 minutes. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Just start to bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just real easy, isn't it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, full of joy.
Full of joy.
Full of joy. Full of joy. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. God's going to bring you out, I promise you. Watch. Watch.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to have a turnaround. Watch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fill up. When you need strength, it's going to come in joy. When you need strength, it's going to come in joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Somebody said, I need some strength. I'm feeling low. Help me out. And well, God's strength always comes in joy. Somebody say, hallelujah. So say, oh, things must be going great for you. No, it's hell right now. Amen. That's why I'm getting strength. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need some strength.
Right. Amen.
They said, wherever Jesus went, someone said, well, what kind of church is this? And they looked at me, these people are nuts. But if you read the Bible says wherever he went, the city was full of what?
Joy.
So much joy, them Pharisees and scribes started getting mad.
What you so happy for?
Everybody laughing and they not honored. They were used to walking in, everybody standing up, getting out of the way. Amen. People were too busy to be worried about them. They were full of laughter, full of joy. Amen. Full of peace. Amen. They were getting mad. Interrupted their mess. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Joy. Joy. Joy unspeakable and full. Somebody say full.
Full.
Of glory.
Of glory.
Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches where? Joy unspeakable. Some say in the joy, there's glory. In the glory, there's provision.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I will.
I will.
Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody look at you and say, where you at, girl, in your praise? Leftovers right now, honey. But hold on. The steak's coming. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stand up and bless the Lord for me just for a moment. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did you get full? Did you get full? Did you get blessed? Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm leaving stronger. Getting stronger. Somebody say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. 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 Somebody say, the weight of his glory. How are you going to be able to stand up at all that weight? Joy. How are you going to survive in that the pressure of his glory? Joy. Somebody say hallelujah. Joy. How are you going to hold up under all that? Joy. Praise the Lord. They're doing good. I love that family. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Full of joy. Full of grace. Full of power. Hallelujah. Yep. Don't get mad, you'll be out in 3 minutes. Catch it? Sister Jeanette, just wave your hands, precious. You look good today, girl. Just all you can do is wave your hand, just wave it. All you can do is just wave your hand. You here, honey. You here. You won. You won. Hallelujah. You won. You won. You won. Join in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You won. You won. You won. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost told me to tell you, things are getting better. Things are getting better. Things are getting better. Things are getting better. Hallelujah. Start to get happy about it right now. Things are getting better. He told me right now, things are getting better. Improvement's coming right now. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. That's him moving. Things are getting better right now. Power. Power. Glory to God. Power. Amen. Good news is power. That's good news. Glory to God. Things are getting better. You might not understand it, but things are getting better. Think God is in control. God is in control. God is in control. God is in control. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. He's going to seal it up and put it together. You're going to win. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power. The power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is she doing? She's living in the power. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. The power of the Holy Ghost. Sister Belle, that was yours, honey. Hallelujah. What are you going to do this week? He said his power will be all over you. Glory to God. His power all over you. His power all over you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just laugh at him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His power. His power. His manifest power. The power of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost, and everything's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. Just another dose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. We're finished. Glory to God. You got to go, go. If not, stay in the power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, give her more strength, more power. Help, Father, right now. Strengthen your vessel right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen your vessel. Strength and power and anointing to bring about a change. We curse everything negative going on in her life right now in the name of, give her breakthrough in Jesus' name. Strength, victory, faith, and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Every foul spirit that's seeking to destroy her life and cause difficulty, I command you in the name of Jesus to move and break your hold over her life right now in Jesus' name. Victory, 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 victory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do. Enjoy yourself, though. Oh, my, my, my. Hallelujah. Wow, what a word. Enjoy yourself. And a new strengthening will come. A new strengthening will come. A new strengthening will come. Anchored around the new word of God. Anchored around the promises of God. You'll be strengthened in the promise of God. Yea, a strengthening will come. for this wave of freshness, this wave of joy, this wave of peace is sent to make you strong around the promises of God. For I don't want you to give out. I don't want you to give in. I want you to complete, amen, the word that I've spoken over you. Glory to God. By my presence, hallelujah. For I will strengthen you. When I said enjoy, I meant empower yourself. Yeah, empowerment to stand. Hallelujah. Just a little while longer. Hallelujah. Yemaha. For some of you feel that you're about to give out. Hallelujah. Some of you feel like you've just come to the end of your rope, to the end of the situation. Glory to God that there's nothing else there. Hallelujah. That you're running on E. Hallelujah. And you're tired of running on E. For God says he's going to set you free and fill you up and give you new joy, give you new strength and new empowerment. He will fill you even now. Glory to God. You won't give in and you won't give out if you receive his empowerment by receiving his enjoyment. Hallelujah. He's been telling you to relax and enjoy yourself. A wave of enjoyment of the presence of the Holy Ghost will strengthen you to stand strong in this final hour. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the bills. He's got them taken care of.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't worry about the food. He's got it taken care of. Glory to God. Just enjoy yourself, he said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry about them crazy kids. Glory to God. Enjoy yourself. He's got it taken care of. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Honey, we don't do this every week. Please forgive us. Somebody help her. But it's good. It's God. It's good and it's God. And it's going to work out. And it's going to work out. Watch. 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 Hallelujah. There's a bomb in Gilead. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. To heal the sin sick soul. Glory. This is the bomb of Gilead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the bomb of Gilead. Glory to God. Joy. Healing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be healed. Hallelujah. Be set free. Be delivered. Hallelujah. Be empowered. Glory to God. That situation, enjoy yourself and God will work it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I receive victory right now. I receive provision right now. I receive it right now. I receive new life right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch it come to pass. Watch it come to pass. Love you. Hallelujah. 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 Say, new man. New man. New man. Glory to God. Smile. Hallelujah.
That's a great life name. Mark Newman.